A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, 3b, pagination is 6. And the Gemara over here deals with plowing before Shavuos, the Shemitah year. We know that during Shemitah, during the seventh year, you're not allowed to work the field, including plowing. Our Gemara discusses the concept of plowing before the Shemitah year, which is restricted, presumably, because plowing before the Shemitah year, in certain ways, around certain trees, allowing the roots to reach softer soil and grow more properly, so the activity that's being done before Shemitah is a enhancement which will take effect and will make its impact during Shemitah, and therefore it's restricted. There is a statement which is a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai that eser netios, if you have 10 young trees in close proximity of each other, then before Shemitah, you are allowed to plow that field because it's Iko Peseda Yesera, in the words of Rashi, because it's a significant loss if you wouldn't plow it, and it's before Shemitah. So the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, the Deoraisa tradition from Moshe, from Sinai, is that in certain conditions, because there's a significant loss involved, you're allowed to do the plowing before the Shemitah year begins, even though apparently, normally there's a restriction before Shemitah to some degree. This, by the way, is obviously closely related to the main topic of the first Mishnah in Moed Katan, which was that you're allowed to do certain activities during Chol HaMoed to nurture the field because of Pseida Yesera, because of consideration of a significant loss. The Gemara, about 15 lines down, at the end of a line, tells us, Ad Masai Chorshen B'Sadei Ilon Erev Shavuos. Until what point are you still allowed to do the plowing on the year before Shemitah? Beishamai say that there's a certain description agriculturally, and Beishilol say until Shavuos. Ukurovim divrei elu liyos kedivrei elu, and the Mishnah says they're almost the same time, more or less. Both opinions, Beishamai and Beishilol, are allowing you to do plowing for any reason until Shavuos. After Shavuos, it's going to be restricted in certain ways. The Gemara then tells us, halfway down the Amud, at the end of a line, Rabbi Gamliel ubeistino nimnu al shnei prakim halalu uvitlum. Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin came and nullified this restriction. And of course, the question is, how could they possibly nullify a restriction that was put in place by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? V'atnan, at the end of a line, we learnt, Ein Bezdin yochel levatel divrei Bezdin chavero. You're not allowed to annul the ruling, the legislation of a previous Bezdin, Elo im ken gadol mimeno b'chachma uv'minyan, unless you're greater than they are. And we're not greater than Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ishtomei. So he was in wonderment. He considered the question. Kesha chada. Omalei. And he answered, Emor kach hisnu beineyem, perhaps. And this is one answer. Perhaps when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel made the legislation, which is pretty heavy, you're not allowed to plow all the way back till Shavuos, they made a condition in their legislation, kol harotze levato yavo v'yevato, that if a different Bezdin wants to annul this legislation, they could. which is an astonishing way to make a legislation, but upon consideration, it's not astonishing at all. Chazal, Rabbanon, only put into place mitzvahs de Rabbanon permanently if they were confident in their wisdom and foresight that it was appropriate to put it in place permanently. And the answer that's being given here is that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were not that confident that this is supposed to become an eternal law in the body of Torah. And therefore, they made this restriction, but there's a loophole. If a future Beis Din wants to annul it, they left it open to that. We find a similar type of concept in practical halacha, the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, the legislation that Rabbeinu Gershom made around the year 1000, that a man is not allowed to take two wives. It's brought in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch Evan HaEzer. So that legislation has a lot of literature on it, because it seems that Rabbeinu Gershom only made the legislation Ad Ho'elef HaShishi, for his millennium. He made the legislation that it should go until the year 5000 from creation, and we're already more than 700 years from that point. And the question is, if his legislation is still in force, is there room for exception? And there were different times in history when certain situations indicated that it might be beneficial for a man to be able to take two wives. There were times that women desperately wanted to get married at different times in history and wanted someone who would be their protector. And we had Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, you're not allowed to do it. Except that there was this discussion, how did Rabbeinu Gershom make his legislation? Did he make it that it can be undone at a certain point or not? Obviously, as we know, even if Rabbeinu Gershom's legislation is not in force, or he allows it to be undone, or however we want to word it, in practical sense, we've accepted that as normative Jewish observance, that a man does not take two wives, in deference, perhaps, to the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, even if one can argue that it's not necessarily totally in force, or that someone could be undo it, but it wasn't undone, so it remains in place. The Gemara offers another answer to this question, how Rabban Gamliel can undo some sort of restriction on plowing if that restriction was in place before his time. How do you undo it? And the Gemara gives an answer on Dalet Amud Aleph 4a, pagination 7, about 25 lines down, that Rabbi Gamliel held very firmly that this was a halacha l'Moshe miSinai, that this is a tradition from Moshe from Sinai, that Eser Netios, that when you have this consideration of plowing and you're not allowed to do it before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah year, and Nisuch HaMayim, the libations of water that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, these two Halacha L'Moshe miSinai statements were given together, leading to the conclusion, Ki Gemiri Hilchasa, when does this halacha l'Moshe miSinai apply? Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayom, when the beis hamikdash is standing and the libations of water are done, then the restrictions of plowing before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah also apply. Dumya denisa chamayim, but this restriction on plowing is similar to the libations. Avo bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayom lo, but when the beis hamikdash is not standing, it does not apply. And therefore you have something here that's very counterintuitive. Had this been a legislation that he was looking to undo, a rabbinic legislation from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that Rabbi Gamliel was looking to undo, he couldn't undo it. That's the Gemara's objection here. You can't undo the action of a previous Beis Din that's greater than you. But because it's a deoraisa, it's a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, there's going to somehow be a tremendous loophole here. And the reason is because this halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, according to Rav Ashi, was linked to a different halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai that only applies in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, it's a little counterintuitive. It's a deoraisa in this answer rather than a derabbanon, but it has a different reason for leniency. And the reason for leniency is because it's linked to a Beis HaMikdash activity, Nisuch HaMayim, and therefore we're concluding that when Nisuch HaMayim does not apply, this restriction of plowing before Rosh Hashanah doesn't apply either. And therefore Rabbi Gamliel was able, with his Beis Din, to relax that restriction according to the way he saw the needs to be, because he understood it in our time to be totally minig, rabbinic, but it wasn't biblical and was never legislated as such. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.